Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
So she meets a guy that's out of town on a business trip. No, he hasn't ghosted her, but his FaceTime locations have her asking, is this shady or not?
Hi, we met at a work conference and, you know, obviously was out of state. We're from different states. And we went on a couple of dates. And I know they were dates because we made out both times. And so we switched numbers. We've been talking and texting. And when we FaceTime, it's always during the day. And when I try to FaceTime him at night, like, he won't answer. Like, he'll decline the call. And he'll call me back, like, 10 or 15 minutes later, like, from his car. And I just think it's, like, weird because every time we FaceTime, he's, like, in his office or, like, out of his house or in his car. And I've just never seen the inside of his house. And I don't know. I, like, thought it was weird. And I asked my friend, and she was like, well, you should just, like, be blunt with him. But, like, I tried looking at his social media, and I couldn't really get, like, a vibe from that because he doesn't post enough. So I'm just like, I don't know. Is it weird? It feels weird.
I don't know. What do you guys think? Abby, let's go to you.
I said this earlier in the show, and I stand by this. I think what we have to take the red flags and just see them as what they are. You see this as something that's going to you know, it's something that's not great, but it's not proof at the end of the day. So I honestly think, like, it's a little shady, but I don't necessarily think that means anything like nefarious is going on.
That didn't make a lot of sense.
I didn't. I know it didn't.
This feels kind of obvious to me.
I hate it here.
Now you know how Mo feels.
Chris, the more I'm thinking about it, you and I are the only ones that like this job.
It's why we've been here so long.
Right? We can't leave each other at this point.
No, we can't.
Okay. Anyway. Oh, man. Yeah, this feels kind of obvious to me. This is one of those things where I feel like you may try to convince yourself that it's something that is different, but it's not. I mean, if he's not finding a way to FaceTime you at night and he's always only available in the daytime and he has to go to his car, that's the really telling one for me. Every time that it's in the evening, I would bring it up and be completely blunt about why can you not seem to FaceTime at night from your home?
Oh, man. I mean, again, it's this has only been 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so there couldn't have been that many FaceTimes. Mm-hmm. I think you give it another week, all right? So as far as shady, I can't commit to shady yet. I think you give it another week, and maybe he has, like, a really annoying roommate, and he just doesn't want his roommate, like, he doesn't want to be on FaceTime in his apartment with his roommate, you know what I mean? So,
I guess.
Or the roommate's a woman.
Or his wife.
We got there.
That's what I'm worried about, though.
Okay, but you haven't seen anything on social media. If it's just the FaceTime, I don't think that's shady enough to completely ditch the dude, right? So I would continue to talk to him. I would try, just slyly, to get him to FaceTime you from within the confines of his home. And if in the next week, be like, hey, would you give me a tour of your place? I'll show you where I live. Mm-hmm. I think that's totally reasonable considering you guys live in different states. Be like, I would love to see your place. Can you give me a tour? And then if he refuses, I think that you're in. But give it it's too soon to do that because you guys are only 2 weeks in. Give it 3 weeks and be like, I'm really curious, like what your place looks like. Can you give me a tour?
Okay, so don't get freaked out if he says, yes, I don't mind doing that, but give me 20 minutes. Because if somebody did that to me immediately, some of the rooms are going to be a mess and yes, I'd be embarrassed by that, right? But 20 minutes is all you need. If he says, give me 2 days, then you got a problem. Also, let me ask you this question. Have you guys actually talked on the phone from his apartment? Is it just the FaceTime or have you talked?
Like, we talk, but, you know, like, you're on a phone with somebody, you don't know exactly where they are. Like, I could be anywhere right now.
Is it brief, though? Are the conversations, like, quick or are they long conversations?
Yeah, they're usually, like, pretty long. Like, you know, we talk for, like, over an hour sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, if he's talking from his place, I think you're safe. Angela doesn't think so. She thinks this is shady. Hey, Angela.
I love y'all's advice. Normally, I'm, like, right on board with y'all, but let's get to it. Tommy? Okay. Hunt the boy down, hunt him down, and figure it out. We ain't got time for this. Give him a week. We're too old for this.
So you think this is shady?
Oh, shady.
Oh, yeah.
Shady. You might as well put an umbrella on it. It's shady.
Have you been in this situation before that you're so sure that this is shady?
Oh, no. I ain't got time for that.
She doesn't find herself in these situations anyway.
No.
Because she ain't got time for that.
All right. So, Regina, I think Kristen's probably on to something. Go ahead. Next time you guys are on, go, hey, I want to see your place.
Ask for a tour.
Ask for a tour. See what he says. And then give us a call back, okay?
Okay. All right. Got it.
Bye-bye.
The Burt Show.